of the priorities, as you well know, and has been for a very long time, as ill-conceived as it would be, is a national health care scheme in America. I mean, I say that with pretty good anecdotal evidence today. Look at the failures in New York, California, Michigan, to distribute vaccines properly. These are the health departments of these states dropping the ball. I mean, how many times have you heard just the last couple of days of freezers failing and therefore they have to rush to get people vaccinated? Why not rush to get people vaccinated to begin with? Then you wouldn't have to worry about the freezer failing if you were hustling to begin with. Get a lot of folks vaccinated, which you should be doing in those states, but it's not working. Daniel Gerstein is an adjunct professor at the American University, formerly served as undersecretary and deputy undersecretary in the science and tech for the Department of Homeland Security. Welcome back, Daniel. Good to have you here.
Thanks, Steve. Good to be here.
So one of the priorities, as you know, is single-payer health. And you say there's some validity to that insofar as you say it's time to reimagine public health, but you probably imagine it in a different way. Do tell.
Well, I mean, I think we're talking about two different things here. We're talking about one is medical delivery and the other is public health. And, you know, we're in the middle of a public health crisis. It falls over top of the medical crisis. I'm not trying to boil the ocean here, but I do think in terms of public health, we need to have national capacity. You know, we wouldn't go to war with each state trying to deploy people overseas by itself. What we do is we go as an army and we go as a fighting force. And we're not fighting this with the same emphasis and the same determination that we have used throughout our history when our national interests were at stake.
I guess I'd have to disagree with you insofar as this. I have seen all over this country field hospitals built at the cost of tens of millions of dollars that sat empty and were never used. I saw the hospital ship come into New York Harbor that took two patients or three all the time that it sat there with 1,000 beds. I've seen all of these efforts made for public health preparedness and reaction, and it looked like a whole lot of money and resources and time and effort squandered. Where am I wrong?
No, I think you're right. I mean, but, you know, generally you should develop a plan and then execute your plan. And in this particular case, we weren't executing plans. What we were doing was we were throwing resources toward it. And I agree with you on the hospital ships. You know, I was asked early on about hospital ships, and I said, look, you know we have problems, say, with aircraft carriers with infections. Why is that? Because the ventilation systems on these ships aren't really made to process the air from infectious people. So, you know, it's no surprise. And when they deployed that those two ships, the Mercy and the Comfort, they never intended to treat COVID patients. They intended for it to be the overflow. So, you know,
okay, but hold on. But in Michigan, where I live, two massive field hospitals were built with 1,000 bed capacity each. One treated about five patients. The other one, I'm not sure, treated any. And it cost tens of millions of dollars, maybe more than $100 million between the two. It treated a handful of patients at most that was intended for COVID patients. One's still sitting there. One was decommissioned in the middle of the summer. And in all honesty, our hospitals have not been overwhelmed. We haven't had a complete capacity failure. There's been a lot of reporting about being close and dire situations and people being sick. Yeah, that happens. But I don't see where, I guess I'm missing it, Daniel. Help me here.
Well, we actually have seen overflow capacity problems. In particular, New York in the early stages, California now, particularly in the Los Angeles area. But, you know, by and large, we have at the community level, there has been some ability. But, you know, look, the medical authorities are completely overwhelmed at this point. They are really in dire shape. And, you know, even early problems we had with things like personal protective equipment, it still has not been solved. I talked to a doctor the other day who said, you know, he's reusing PPE not between patients, but for a single patient where they would normally have just used another set of gloves or put on a different mask, but they're reusing because they have no choice. They still lack that capability. So we're now 10, 12 months into this, and we are still experiencing some of the same shortfalls. I would also say that some of the smaller communities out in like South Dakota had some problems they were evacuating patients 6-7 hours away from their homes to put them into hospitals with ICU capacity. So we are experiencing
shortages.
But
that's always been true of rural health. You can't build facilities, Danny, in all fairness. You cannot build facilities and have hospitals sit there for what if. Right now we're going to have tens of thousands of respirators put into warehouses that are never going to be used. We paid exorbitant amounts of money for equipment that's never going to be used. You're right about PPE and so forth, but when we source it from China, we put ourselves at a disadvantage. That needs to be fixed. And we have to have the storehouse refilled that was not by Obama and Biden during the previous administration. By all accounts, they didn't restock it after the last flu outbreak, the H1N1 outbreak. But overall, our hospital systems have performed very well, I think, in response to what has happened.
Well, I mean, I would have to say that in terms of the mortality rates, I would beg to differ. I mean, we have almost now 400,000 people dead. We have had a great deal of problems with capacity of our hospital workers. I mean, they're making triage decisions that I think many of us would find much like what we would expect in third world or even in wartime, where you're being presented with massive casualties. So I don't think this is the model for how we want
I don't think it's the model either, and that's not what I'm saying. But, 400,000, that number has been debated over and again because of how easily it is to be calculated. I got to leave it right there. Daniel Gerstein, I'm sorry I'm up against the break. Thank you for being here.